Good articles, but my, I was like. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Kohat Das B'nai Yisrael, Yomarta Alehem. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael and you should tell them, Kedoshim to you, Kikadosh Ani Hashem Elokeinu. Rashi learns Pshat Kedoshim to you, Hevi Prushim Min Ha'arayas, Umin Ha'aveira. Be purged from Arayas and from Aveira. Shekol Mokim Shatam Moitze Geder Erva, Atamoitze Kedusha. Whenever you find a fence against Erva, you find Kedusha. Me'idr Kisa, if there's not enough of a separation, then there's a siluk. That's why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You want Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you want the Shechina to be beside you, there should be a Geder of Erva. By the Knesiyah Gedoyla, by the first Knesiyah Gedoyla, so the major event, this famous picture, and you have the famous picture of the Chofetz Chaim, the walking, that was by that first Knesiyah in Vienna. Kitzur, by the first session, major gathering in the auditorium, a big auditorium, thousands of people, and there was some delay. What happened? The Gerer Rebbe came, the Marianas, Ramar Tchur, the Chesadu Kodesh Lubrach, with his entourage, and they were not satisfied with the mechitza of the Ezra's Nashim. Gamma was on a higher level, but they weren't satisfied with it. So people went and asked the Chofetz Chaim, you know, what's Tutman? Should we? Chofetz Chaim said like this. He said, we're having Betzim HaKnesiyah, and we want the Shechina to be Shari B'Maisiyah name. We know that whenever there's a gather of Erev and there's Tzniyas, the Shechina Shriva Seichenu. So more of a gather is more Shechina. So Vashat. Apidin is Mutar Gamur. Apidin Lahalach is no problem. Aber mer gather is mer Shechina, more Ashras HaShechina, more Siyat HaDishmai. And Rayama said afterwards, he said a word about the Chofetz Chaim. So the Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken had 40 Talmidim. The smallest of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was Bucky in every single facet of Torah. The greatest was Rabbi Yonis ben Uziel, that when he would learn, the bird would fly over his head, it would get burnt up. So Belt asks, so what would be Hillel's kayak? So Nimrei Yama said that Hillel's kayak was the bird did not get burnt up. The Hainu, Agam the Chofetz Chaim, Zach Gevan, Mamish the Frumste, and also in Kanoyas, and over he was able to hold it back, you know, and he didn't express, it has to be with Afghan this way. This is what he said. Agav, the Ridvon Sukkah brings down, not like Ridvon Sukkah said, I think he only said it as a Vart. Ridvon Sukkah says that by Yonis ben Uziel, it only got burned up and went directly over his head. By Hillel, it was called Dalet Amos three ways. So, as I stated, he brings down from a Tesefter in somewhere. It says Mefeirish. But the Rambam said it is a Vart on the Chofetz Chaim. But from the Chofetz Chaim, you see a Chiddush, that something can be Mutter, Gomer, Api Halach, L'gabi Hilchus, Tznius, but the more of a Chumra brings more Shechina. That's a Chiddush that the Chofetz Chaim said. That's what you see from over here. The Ramban says that the Kedoshim Ti was going on, Kadesh Atzmecho B'Mutter Lach. There are things that are Mutter, Api Din. Aber, a person should not be the famous saying that he says a novel birshus hatayir. A person could do everything mutter, but if he overindulges in the nyanim of olam hazeh, he's a novel birshus hatayir. The Chido says that he saw ksav yad me echad me rabbeinu harishonim rabbeinu Ephraim, that the word kedusha is a lashon of be designated and prepared. Just like it says, Hiskachu l'mocha v'achaltem baser, be ready tomorrow, you're going to have meat. Kiddush is a lashon of mezumen, designated, and he explains the pasuk kedoshim to you, you should always be mezumen to do the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mitzvahs. At any given moment, you should be ready to do his mitzvahs. Ki kodesh ani, because I am ready to listen to your tefillahs. And if you want me to be ready to listen to your tefillahs, you always have to be ready. Like it says, Mi Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu love. So, Kedoshim to you, always be ready to do my avodah. Lefi this, the Mashgiach of Kfar Chassidim, going at Tzadik Rav Dov Yafi Shlita, explained it says, L'man Tizkru, V'asisim has called Mitzvay Zoy, V'yisim Kedoshim L'Elokeichem, Moshach L'Elokeichem, V'yisim Kedoshim. Teretz is being mezunim to do the work of Hashem. Now, there's a deeper deher in this. Always be ready to do the word of Hashem. Fine. But there's a tifra deher over here. People have a certain tendency, certain drachim, certain ways, certain natures, and in that way they serve Hashem. Being prepared to serve Hashem means to even go against your grain. The Avos HaKadoshim were tested in their midas, in Avraham Avinu's midas HaChesed. He was tested to go Shecht Yitzchak. That's mamish the hepech of his midah. But that's called always being prepared to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Don't get set in your ways so that if this Nisayon comes up, you're not ready for it. You always have to be on the lookout. Yaakov Avinu was midas emes. He was tested. He had to fool Esav. And he had to deal with the Lavan. So you always have to serve Hashem in the way which is necessary at that time. Yecheskel Abramsky said, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, and he said, you could never tell what Rav Chaim's natural midas were. Because whatever had to be done at the time, he would do it. He could be the biggest Baal Rachim and Mamish with a softness, and Lehepach, he could be Mamish tough like anything. I heard this Maisa, Mayudik Maisa. Pinchas Brody, Shlita, he's a Magid Shir in Edison, very chosh of a Yid. He said over, a Yid told him the following story. A Zokin told him the following story. He said, I had the opportunity of learning the Chavrusa with Rav Chaim Brisker, and I turned him down. What should I turn down Rav Chaim Brisker? Maisa Shahoy Kachoy. He was an 11-year-old boy, and he needed an appendix operation. So his parents couldn't come with him. They were tired with the family with Parnassi. He went by train by himself as an 11-year-old boy, and he went to Brisk. And there he went to Rav Chaim's house, he could help him, whatever. Rav Chaim took him in and treated him mamish like he was his own son. And he arranged for him, whatever had to be arranged. And he told him he was mechazik, and don't be afraid, it's a natural in those days, an appendix operation. You know, the madrega of medicine in those days. But he mamish, he was merachim on him, he took care of him, he put him to bed. He told him above a mice with animals, with chickens, with roosters, with mice. He sang them a lullaby with those things. Then, after all, he says, "Wait a minute, was step is gelerntheit?" So he said, "No." Oh, you have to get up out of bed now, and you have to learn. I'm tired. No, to go by a day without learning. You have to get up and you have to, you know, learn. You know, your mother's dead tired. And then Rav Chaim wouldn't give in. On the one hand, he was the big Baal Rachimim of learning, not learning. So he said, what are you learning in yeshiva? He was learning Masechtas Brachos. He's come home to learn. I was afraid, he said, he's going to ask me Shaila. I said, no, I'll learn myself. He told Rav Chaim, I'll already learn myself. But Rav Chaim wouldn't give in. So you can, that's like being prepared to do the word of Hashem, not to get stuck in your ways. Lefi my teva and say, okay, you know, Geshen Shlof, it's okay. Chaim held, he has to learn. Al tif nuel ha'alilim. Do not turn to the false gods, velehem ha'seich ha'leisasu lachem. And don't make molten gods for yourself, ani Hashem ha'lekechem. Sounds like a double lashon. Al tif nuel ha'alilim, velehem ha'seich ha'leisasu lachem. So the Sefer Or HaMeir says a very interesting pshat. He brings down the Sefer Yireyim that a person has a choice. He could become a Merkava l'Kiddusha, he could become a platform, a chariot for Kiddusha, or he could become a Merkava l'Tumah. When a person's Mekayim a mitzvah, it's Moshech on himself a Ruach of Kiddusha, and that pulls more Kiddusha and more Kiddusha, and makes him want to do more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs, and for that he becomes a Merkava l'Shechinah. If a fellow does an Aveira, it puts on him, that's not mitzvah gereris mitzvah, and Aveira gereris Aveira. The Gros says, a mitzvah is moilu to Ruach that attracts you to mitzvahs and mitzvahs to you, and an Aveira is moilu to Ruach that attracts you to Tumah and Tumah to you. And that way a person could eventually become a merkava l'tum. The Eitzahara is called an Elzar, a foreign god. Chazal darshin in Masech Shabbos Kofei lo yibecha Elzar. Who's an Elzar? Sheyesh beguvah shel adam. Have yom zeh Eitzahara. That's the Eitzahara. That's what we were commanded over here. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Do not turn to the Elzar. Do not turn to the Eitzahara. Because once you do that, you run the risk of Elohim Asechel Esasel of don't turn yourself into a Merkava Latun. Pashtim Shad Elohim Asechel Esasel, don't make yourself foreign gods, Abay Dezaris. Don't turn yourself into a Merkava Latun. If a person is Meshach on himself the Yetzirah, that breeds more Yetzirah and more Yetzirah, and before you know it, you know, you turn into a Merkava Latun yourself. Yaakov Galinsky says, you find people that are chaytu machti as a rabbi. Where does that come from? You want to do our better, it's fine. But what pleasure do you have in being machti somebody else? Some people say it makes your conscience feel better. But he says, nay, once a person becomes a chaytu, he becomes a merkava l'tumah, and that causes other people to be like that. He said over a maise, he was a rosh yeshiva in Chadera, he had a yeshiva there. One day, not from a guy turns up, and he says, what are you doing? He says, I want to discuss religion with you. What do you want to discuss? I want to talk to you about it. He says, who are you? He's a professor of aeronautics in the Technion, big professor of aeronautics. So he says, I would like to discuss aeronautics with you. Aeronautics, he starts laughing. You ought to discuss aeronautics with me. What are you, from the yin, what do you know about aeronautics? So he says, how old is the whole science of aeronautics? He says, about 100 years. He says, how many papers are written on it? Yeah, about hundreds, maybe 1,000. He says, you don't want me to discuss aeronautics with you, but you want to discuss Torah with me? Torah, which is endless, Kalan Torah Kula, Chumash, Torah Shmiksav, Torah Shmalpeh, the Rishonim, the Achronim, Kabbalah, the Midrashim. You don't want to discuss it? She says, I didn't come to discuss, I came to argue. So Yaakov Galinsky says, what did this guy want? What did he come to argue for? With my boss, what does he want? What does it bother him? There's a yeshiva Gadara. Tarot says, if someone's a Merkava l'tumah, he has to spread his tumah. That's a metzias. So the Torah tells us over here, Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Don't let the el zor in l'chadchila, and then memeila v'alehim maseichel isas. Look, you're not going to make yourself into a merkava l'tum. The Torah says, "V'kutzrichem es ksir artzichem." When you harvest the harvest of your land, loisichale pa'asodch l'ktzer. Don't finish it off on the corner. What does it say? Leave it to the Ani V'lager. Leave it to them. Don't cut it off. Don't cut it off and give it to them. Leave it to them. So the first one asks a question. Wouldn't it be better if you saved them the tirch? You're already doing the chesed. So why does the Ani have to come and cut it off himself? Wouldn't it be better if you gave it to him and you cut it off, you go through the tirch and give it to him ready made? Why does the Torah say, Lo'ani v'lageretaz v'esam? So there's two beautiful pshatim over here. One pshat is from the Shavla Rav, Rav Archie Box, those my Rebbe's Rebbe. So from the Goyne Yisrael, Hashem Yom Kamdama, who's never killed by the Nazis, my Rebbe, I spoke in my last meeting with him, Rav Elia Galupkin and Tells. So I visited him, Amish, not long before he was Nifter, and he told me over that he was in Shavuot. He left Yeshiva because of the war, and the Shavuot told him, Leif Tavek, Leif Tavek. His mother was out of town at the time. He said, I can't leave him. Leif yet, he told him to run down. That's the way he saved himself, Daka. His mother ended up being saved also. But the Shavuot, he stayed behind, and he was Nifter. So Shavuot, Rarchik Bakst, says a beautiful shot. He said, he was a Talmud of the altar of Kel. He says, Marshal Amah David Daim. There was a mother that got upset with her son, very upset. So she didn't feed him his lunch directly. She gave it to his brother to give to him. But she wouldn't feed him the lunch directly to make a macha. So the son felt very slight was shot. He says, not only doesn't he get it from his mother, but at least, you know, let him take it himself. He has to get it from a brother. I mean, she's showing chavivas to someone else over him, to another brother over him. That hurts extra. He says, up there, it's the same thing over here. The ani, he feels bad enough that he's not getting parnosa directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has to get it from somebody else. So it's a sensitivity. The Torah says, you give him the right to take himself, at least he'll feel like somewhat of a bialim on his own. To take away that tsar of having to come on. I might say anyway, they have to come on to others for tzedakah. But as much as we can, to take away that pain, that he has to take it from somebody else, l'ani v'la yertazari. So it's interesting, there's a rash in Masechtas Peah, the Taka says, that these mitzvahs of matnas ha'im in the Yisodeh, he has a bialus in the field. It means there's a shutvis, the Rishonim that hold that the anim literally have a shutvis in the field, lagavi leke, shikrapeya, you know, lagavi these things. So that's what the Torah wants over here. Not that he should get it from somebody else, but adarabba, he should get it directly from you. Rablei boxed, I don't think it's a relation, Rablei boxed with yeshiva, the yeshiva of Detroit, he says a different shot, also a very nice shot. Alpi, but the altar from Slabotka types the pasuk v'yahavta l'reyacha kameicha. What's v'yahavta l'reyacha kameicha? People have a tendency when it comes to giving money to aniyim and to yisayim, or they get all mamish angehis because you're the supporter. You're he has to come on to you. You're mamish, the one that's giving what he needs. He's totally in you. But to do a chesed for someone that's like you. You know, that already people don't get so ungetzindent to do because he's like you, doesn't really need you that much, right? For that, the Torah tells us, even if he's like you, he's not an ani, he's not a yosin, it's not an almana. You don't have that feeling that you're the one that's supporting them and they have to come on to you. You're like the supporting figure there. Afal pikein, yahavta l'riacha kamoicha. That's why the Torah tells us over here, well, only the lager taz of a son. Don't feel yourself as you're being the supporter, you're giving. Leave it there, take yourself out of the picture. You know, a complete chesed is, you can feel good when you do tzedakah, but if you leave yourself out, nadarabba, you have the feeling that I'm only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not really giving of my own. I'm giving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that was done to me, I'm passing it on to him. So that's long evil agar tazoy. You leave it out to them and you take yourself out of the picture. B'tzedek tishbait amisach. Tzedek, you should judge your friend. So Rashi says, kamashmoy, that when there's judgments, when there's din taira, you have to try your best, that it should be a din emes la'amita. Rashi says another shot. Whenever it's a shaila, you should be done a person lekaschus. So I saw brought down the Sefer Yechiruven, Reuven Karel and Shnei Zatzal, brings down from the Mashgiach of Kfar Chassid, Magoyin Atzadik, Reb Dov Yafi Shlita. He brings down someone that's not done his friend lekaschus is lacking in Ahavas Yisrael. Havas. He says, Marshal Mahadover Diamond, you lost something that's very valuable to you. A marriage is precious to you. You're going to look here, you're going to look there, you're going to look after you search all the obvious places, you're going to look to far-fetched places. If you don't see it over there, you're going to go back to the beginning where you started from and search over again and turn it over, weiter and weiter and weiter and weiter. Why are you going back to the original places? You know it's not there. The Teretz is because that thing bothers you so much. It's so precious to you. You're going to turn over Mamish again and again and again and again. Makes no difference. You already saw it's not there. You'll try again over there. If a person loves the Yid the way he should, then he tries in his heart to find this chus. He tries here. He tries there. He tries there. He tries there. And if you don't try, it's a sin that a Yid is not chavu by you, right? You're willing to have a bad impression of someone. So it's a sin that the Yid is not chavu by you. But if you really love a Yid, you'll try your best. Rav Arya Levin Zatzal said that he learned what it means to be melamed zchus on a person. He learned it from a ma'aseh shehaya b'didei ha'avod. He says there was a Yid by the name of Rav Elozer Rivlin in the Alta, you know, community in Yerushalayim. He was a big asker b'tzar chetziver, and he was nifter, and it was his levayim. So Rav Arya Levin is being melamed the Aron, and walking next to him is Rav Shmuel Cook, who was Rav Elozer Rivlin's close friend. Together they did a lot of chasod and mishutvis. And he and Rav Arya Levin are being melamed the Aron, and all of a sudden, they pass a flower shop. Rav Shmuel Cook stops, he turns, and he looks in the window of the flower shop. He's looking, and he walks into the flower shop, middle of the levayim. I look and he's wondering, why high in the middle of a levaya to go look at flowers? So after the levaya, you know, he went over to be Makayimish to go, Shmuel, what happened with you? You know, like in the middle of a levaya flower shop. I'll explain to you what happened. He says he was Isaac with a certain yid that was Nebuch, a Mitzayra. He had leprosy. Not Mitzayra, but leprosy. Very contagious. He was just nifty yesterday. And they burn up all the stuff, all the clothing, all the belongings. They wanted to burn his tefillin. I was Isaac with him, and I finally was piled by the doctor that if I can get some sort of a flower pot or earthenware to stick it in, then he'll be masking to bury it with a cover. I couldn't get a hold of it. By 12 o'clock today, I had to have it, or else they would burn the tefillin. So I saw in the window, I saw a flower pot. Oh, I'm able to get it. So Rabbi Levin said, who in his wildest dreams would think of such a story? You know, that this is why he looked. But the Torah says that's the way a person has to be. Tzadar Yadua, the Kusker, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything Osir, he created something which is Mutter. He created Chazir, which is Osir. So there's a certain fish that tastes like chazir, which is mutter. He created dam, which is asr, Chazal say. He created liver, which tastes like dam, which is mutter. So the kotzke, it's asr to have a kruma seichel. Oh, but when is that kodesh baruch hu matter to have a kruma seichel? When it comes to be down a personal akavskos. You have to think of the craziest excuse, abi, to be done a personal akavskos. A guten Shabbos, everybody.